Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. I'm going to be talking about a really interesting and very important topic today, and that's how childhood experiences affect us in our relationships, as well as our mental health. And I want to go through some studies and why this is such an important area to examine for ourselves so that we can be the best version of ourselves in our adult life, in our adult relationships. Our childhood experiences affect us in so many ways. Dr. Gabor Maté put it simply when he said, "The major contributor, and I don't say only, but the major contributing factor to the onset of illness, whether it's mental illness, physical illness, whether it's addiction, whether it's behavioural problems, is what happens to people in the first few years of life." A study of over 17,000 people in the US has found that adverse childhood experiences, such as witnessing domestic violence, being the victim of abuse, physical, sexual, or emotional, being the victim of neglect, physical and emotional, being a member of a family that someone in that family has gone into prison and been incarcerated, parental abandonment through separation or divorce, a parent with a mental health condition, growing up in a household where there are adults with alcohol or drug use problems, are all termed as adverse childhood experiences. And all of those that I've just mentioned can have a long-lasting negative impact on a person's mental health, well-being, and their ability to lead a successful life, including completing education to a high level, securing a well-paid job, as well as mental and physical well-being. It can literally affect the neuroconnections in the brain and change the structure of the DNA. Adverse childhood experiences, ACE, is, which I may refer to in the rest of this episode, have also been proven to increase the risk of chronic illnesses, weakened immune system, that cause people to feel ill more often than others who have not had the same childhood experiences. And people regularly seek my support for depression support, anxiety support, and other forms of help to overcome challenges in life. When we go into it, a large majority of them have experienced one of those adverse childhood experiences that I've mentioned early on in their life. So that's why I felt it was really important to share this with you, because love, compassion and support is needed for the children that have gone through that and the adults affected by this, for change to happen and for us to have a healthy, happier relationship. We need to make sure that as individuals we are healing and changing our DNA through positive ways of doing that, which we can do, and also to help a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, to work through what they need to work through, support them to do any change work, so that you can have a more positive, closer relationship without angry outbursts, without insecurity, without obsessive jealousy, without drama, without addictions, etc., etc. Now, maybe you already know about this study, the biggest study of all time, 17,000 people, and I believe now there's even more that they've added into this study. If you want to learn more about the findings and the research about this, I'm going to keep on talking about it. If this doesn't apply to you, if you're not really interested in adverse childhood experiences, then please turn off this podcast and join another one. There's lots of different topics that you can enjoy, and there's going to be plenty more coming. So if this isn't for you, thanks for being here so far, and I wish you the best. And for those that you want to learn more about this, I feel it's so important, and I'm excited to share how you can help yourself at the end if you identify with any of this. I'm also very personally passionate about spreading awareness on adverse childhood experiences, because having gone through this myself and knowing that it caused so many problems for me in my teenage years, in my adult life, and had a huge impact on my relationship life, I really wanted to share this because I feel it's so important. Many of you know that my dad left when I was 13, and for about 5-6 months didn't really have any contact with him. And he was my rock, he was my idol. He protected us from my mum's physical, emotional, and mental abuse. So when he left, it was like losing two parents, because my mum even went worse, more aggressive, and more lost herself. And I was so angry and had so much rage that I then took that out on my own body, and I had a eating disorder for, goodness, a long, long time, over 20 years it took me to finally get free from that. I think I actually started when I was around 9, and yeah, it took me at least 20 years to get rid of it. And then I also had self-esteem issues. I had body dysmorphia, so no matter how good or thin or whatever I thought something would do to help me look better, it was never enough. There was always this comparing myself to others, criticizing myself, and my relationship life was pretty messy as well. I never really believed it when people told me that they loved me, and I always felt that I had to be Miss Independent. I couldn't rely on anyone. I couldn't trust anyone fully. I couldn't rely on anyone fully. I couldn't let go. I couldn't let myself be loved, because I'd learned at a very young age that the only person to rely on in the world is yourself, and never trust and never fully give yourself to anyone else. Never be vulnerable for anyone else, because you're on your own, Nicola. So this, of course, was horrible. And it wasn't giving me the life that I wanted, the relationship that I wanted, and the freedom that I wanted. And like most people that struggle with any form of addiction, I got rid of my eating disorder, which was like an addiction because I was obsessing about what I was eating or not eating, to then obsessing about drinking, to then obsessing about something else. So unless we break the cycle, which I now help thousands of people to break the cycle, and it changed my life, which is why I love doing my intensive 3-day breakthrough sessions. It helped me create the relationship of my dreams. It helped me to be free of obsessive thinking, obsessive addictions and habits. I don't really like to call them addictions, because you are really in control. You may have an illusion that you're not in control. You are really, and that's what I love to help people to do, to see that they are in control, really. It's an illusion. And, you know, you can go from one habit to the next, whether it's exercise, even healthy habits. But if it's becoming overwhelming obsessiveness, you want it to stop. And this can all come from these adverse childhood experiences. Why is this? How does this happen? I know that I was wondering, how can this happen? How can the early childhood experiences, those experiences that I've mentioned to you, affect us for the rest of our life unless we do the work to change them, to free ourselves, and to create new neural connections and change our DNA with our thinking, which I've got another article and podcast coming out on that soon. So stay tuned, do subscribe to the show, because that one is also super interesting. So how does this happen? Well, according to the study, according to Dr. Gabor Maté, we go through a huge amount of stress at that young age, and this stress creates neural pathways and neural connections, sending the stress hormone, flooding our system with the stress hormone. This then affects our serotonin neuro connections. So we experience different brain patterns to children that grow up in a happy, loving, secure, peaceful environment. And this means that because at those earlier years in life, we didn't form those positive neuro connections, we become less able to handle difficult situations. We have more limited thinking capacity, and those are needed for us to remain in a healthy condition. If we don't have enough positive neuro connections, positive serotonin levels, the ability to handle stressful situations by having a buffer of positivity, it means later in life we're going to become extra stressed, we're going to need to reach out for some addictive habit to escape, we're often going to struggle in our education and professionally as we're less equipped to handle stressful situations. We're going to get straight back into the stress that we had at an early age. And most people, of course, at an early age are going to be less likely to be able to deal with those stresses. As quoted in the book by Dr. Gabor Maté, I've read all of his books, The Body Never Lies, he says that there's a compelling evidence advanced by scientists from many fields that an intimate relationship exists between the brain and the immune system. So the stress and the trauma in childhood will impact our brain, and then this, according to the Child Development Center, the ACE study, this will impact how a person goes on to live their life, and it will affect their mental and physical health. According to the study, and you can go and research this yourself, people who experience these adverse childhood experiences that I outlined are more likely to struggle with completing education or achieving good grades. They may struggle to secure stable employment. They're more likely to experience toxic stress. There are a higher risk of contracting sexually transmitted diseases. There are a higher risk of suffering pregnancy complications. They're likely to fall pregnant in their teens, at higher risk of developing chronic illnesses like diabetes, cancer, and heart disease, likely to experience suicidal thoughts or commit suicide, likely to struggle to form secure relationships with others, at a higher risk of developing low self-esteem and lack confidence, at a higher risk of passing on health conditions to children. And these are actually scientific facts. It's not about theory, this is about statistics. So as you can see from this, prolonged exposure to stressful or challenging situations early on results in people being less able to handle difficult situations later on in life, more likely to suffer in many different ways. So awareness of this and compassion towards those who are unwell in whatever form is crucial. In my experience helping people overcome addictions, depression, anxiety, and unwanted habits, whether that's emotional eating, forming an addictive relationship with a substance, etc., it's so important to first focus on creating self-love, confidence, and rebuilding positive neural pathways for them so that they can accept themselves and be themselves. So now I'm going to be sharing some steps and ideas on what you can do and what a person can do to release their past experiences to create a brighter, healthier future. We can change this and turn it around. First is to increase your awareness. Understanding what you've been through as a child and how this affects you as an adult is a key step to overcoming the past. Acknowledgement and awareness are what will be the driving force behind you, changing your future. And the more knowledge you have, the more empowered you will feel to become free from your past. It's not always easy, but when you do, you can break free from self-sabotaging or limiting patterns. This is what happened with a client I worked with, who I will name Rob to keep his identity safe. And he did give me permission anyway to share his story. So Rob was looking for depression counselling, and he initially contacted me to explore his low moods and his inability to remain faithful in his relationship with a woman that he loved. This was making him feel down, confused and lonely, because he started to believe that he will never be able to live a content life as a husband and a father in the future. Through lots of discussions, I realized that Rob had been through a very stressful childhood. His mother was a victim of domestic violence, and so he moved around a lot. And there were several occasions where he was put into foster care whilst the authorities investigated the family setup. Rob, for a period of 2 years, had different caregivers and had to change school and, of course, homes to where the caregivers lived. This lack of stable home environment and a strained relationship with his mother and father led Rob deciding early on in his teenage years that he had to defend for himself and not to trust or rely on anyone. He also decided that when he got into a relationship, it would not be like his parents. It would be loving, close, and secure. Despite his wishes for himself and future, he found it hard to be emotionally intimate with people and be vulnerable. He also never felt that he was loved enough. He craved attention. He craved being praised. His girlfriend gave him a lot of attention, and yet he never felt loved. He found it hard to talk about his feelings. He avoided deep conversations, and he was in the habit of lying because he liked to keep secrets to not give away his full self. To drown his uncomfortable feelings, he liked to drink. And when he drank excessively. He would drink every few weeks, wasn't a daily thing. And when he did, he often couldn't remember the end of the night. Sometimes he would go out on nights and flirt with many different women because he craved the attention. Often in his early relationship years, he preferred one-night stands to meaningful relationships because he was scared of them. And what struck me about Rob was that he had such a caring side. He cared deeply for animals, and he cared about famine. He cared about gay rights and women's rights. He cared about a lot of things. And the reason that he came to me was because he was in a relationship. He wanted to commit. He wanted to get married. He wanted a life with her. And yet he didn't know if he would be able to stop craving attention from other women. It came to a crucial, critical point in their relationship where Rob went out drinking and ended up taking home another woman's number, and his girlfriend also found that he was registered on a dating site. She was really confused because they'd been speaking about marriage and children. And this is when Rob decided to do my 3-day breakthrough intensive. He wanted to get to the root of why he was struggling to commit fully, why he was finding it hard to say yes to marriage, yes to children, why he needed to be desired by other women when, in his words, the woman that he was with was perfect, more than he could ever dream for. And in our 3-day breakthrough program, we found that there were many limiting beliefs that he had adopted about himself. He believed that he was no good. He believed that he was unattractive. He believed that he would be abandoned and dumped. And this was shaping his behavior. He realized that his insecurities triggered him to drink. And he also had beliefs around alcohol that he had no control after the 4th drink. If you believe that, you're not going to have control, because whatever you believe comes true. And when we cleared his fears, his self-frustration, increased his confidence, he felt free. And he left the 3-day program and saying, Nicola, I'm going to go and sort my life out, sort my relationship side out, and change his behaviours. He felt motivated. He knew what he needed to do before working with me. But the problem was he couldn't do it because of the fear, because of these limiting decisions and beliefs. So this freed him to go and do what he knew he needed to do. 15 months on, he got married, had twin baby girls, is an amazing hands-on dad, and has come off all his medication that he had been on for many years. Part of this program was making sure that he was rebuilding the neural connections and collapsing the ones that were not serving him. And there's a way that I do that, which I passed on the technique to him that he could then carry that on every week for himself through a 20-minute practice. So there are ways to change the stress and the trauma stored in our body, in our brain chemistry, without medication. And I'm not saying that medication is bad. Of course, it can help many people. This was just his goal to come off of it. The ACE study shows that when someone has lived through adverse childhood experiences, the traumatic feelings are imprinted on their brain, and this in turn influences the decisions they make as adults, which is so understandable because from the age of 0 to 7, we are so impressionable. We copy everything like a sponge. Everything we see or experience in our early years is imprinted on our brain and builds the foundation for our future. And as you can recognize from Rob's case, adverse childhood experiences can impact a person's ability to maintain healthy relationships. So that's the first point. The second is to understand the science. A lot of people feel resigned to the fact that they are a product of their past. There are many studies that prove our brains are malleable. We are able to rewire our neural pathways through practice, repetition of behaviour, and reaffirming positive thoughts or emotion. For example, when someone has lived their early years full of toxic stress, their neural pathways will override any positivity because they are so used to negative, stress-ridden situations, which means even in the positive situations, a person will instinctively be focused on the negative. It's not their fault. It's the way that their brain is wired. And unfortunately, that's all they will see. Negative, negative, negative. And yet, it can be changed. I use a huge range of techniques to help people overcome self-doubt, insecurities, poor body image, other unwanted thought loops that get people stuck. Our current reality is not permanent. We can change it. And that's what I love to do in those 3-day breakthrough sessions, or one day if someone really wants to do a 7-hour day with me. It's about retraining the thinking at the subconscious level, releasing and building new neural connections. Now, you may choose to start this on your own. You may choose to do positive affirmations, gratitude lists. You may choose to do other things to change your serotonin levels and to collapse the trauma. I do a lot of physical work, even online. I guide people how to physically collapse traumatic experiences through a process called havening, which is about touch and getting into the delta waves, the very relaxed sleeping waves, whilst reliving a traumatic experience so you can collapse the stress and reduce the impact that that event memories has on you. If you want to find out more about any of this, please do contact me. You can register for a 20-minute Zoom consultation. We can see if we're a fit. You can ask me any questions. I'd be more than happy to share more about it with you. You can email me if you want an email outline. And of course, join the Facebook group because I talk about this more. I'd love to have you in the Facebook group. In fact, I've created the Facebook group specifically for the podcast members, the podcast listeners. And it'll be so lovely to connect with you there because I will be doing lives and I do video posts and I create videos that you want. I create meditations that you want. And it's a really nice way to encourage one another, support one another through our journey to live the best life we can. I also love music. That can be a great way to get yourself into a positive state, to create positive feelings within you. I love doing my workout. As you know, I love dance music. So I love doing my workout to like really high intensity dance tunes that I used to listen to when I used to go out clubbing. And it just brings me a sense of happy, nostalgia, joy, sets me up for the day. So doing anything like that, you know what lifts you, what makes you feel great. Make sure that you make it a habit if you're to reinstall and refresh your positive connections. So I have two more points that I'd just love to share with you. The third one is to be on the cause side and take responsibility now. There's a universal law of cause and effect. This is where everything that happens in our life, we can either have a choice to live our life on the effect side of the equation or to ask ourselves, how am I causing this and creating this? The root cause, of course, with adverse childhood experiences is out of our control. We, unfortunately, cannot control what happens to us in our early years of life. We are vulnerable, we are reliant on our caregivers, and therefore we have little choice. However, as we get older, we do have a choice. We can continue to live our life on the effect side of the equation. We can say, I'm like this because of this. My parents are an alcoholic, so am I. I was abused as a child, therefore I'm never going to have the self-confidence, the self-love that I want. I was hurt early on in my life, therefore I'm never going to trust anyone again and live a life and live in the world seeing it as a hostile, unsafe place. I've been cheated on and therefore I am never going to fully give myself again to anyone. If we do this, we give away all of our power. Living our life on the effect side is not going to free us to have the life that we want. We need to also be asking ourselves, how am I creating this problem now? How am I causing this problem now? Remembering that we can unlearn any behavior. All behavior is learned. We can learn it and we can unlearn it. We can learn new ways of reacting, interacting and being. We can change our brain chemistry. Yes, it may take some work. It may take energy, time, and sometimes a financial commitment. And yet it's possible. Only you know, and you can decide if you feel that it's worth it. Those that do commit to saying, enough is enough. I don't want to be a victim of my childhood. I don't want to be living a mediocre life. I don't want to be up and down. I'm sick and tired of living life where it's not bad. So, I want to take control. I want to experience true happiness, true self-love, true enjoyment. And this is possible. And it's only possible when we say to ourselves, okay, yes, this happened to me. I'm going to give myself love and compassion. And I'm also going to look at how am I causing this? How am I creating this? And then the last point is, if you really want to be on the path to change, then get some support. Whether that support is through a friend, a coach, a book, whatever support that you feel that you need, make sure that you get somebody, and I really, really mean and believe in this, and feel free to reject it if you don't. You want to find someone to support you that isn't going to be going into your past over and over and over again, into your problems again and again and again and again. And here is why. Let's say that you've had a terrible childhood, or you've had a terrible experience as an adult, or you've been hurt, cheated on, betrayed, whatever it is in your life. And you go to a counsellor every week, let's say, and you repeat everything that's happened to you. You repeat your negative thoughts, your anxious thoughts, your depressive thoughts, your things you don't like about yourself, the things you don't like about your life, the things you don't like about your relationship. And each week you just offload and offload and offload. All you are doing is reinforcing that in your subconscious mind. Because if I showed up every week and I said, oh, I've got this problem, you know, I feel terrible about myself, I really hate my stomach, I really don't feel that my partner loves me, I really feel bad about myself, I really feel stressed, I really feel overwhelmed, I'm one of those people that just thinks the worst case scenario. And all I do is offload, and I have someone that's really nice and loving that just nods their head and gives me a lot of sympathy, I'm going to stay stuck because I'm reliving the trauma, I'm reliving the stress, I'm reliving the same thing again and again, and I'm not breaking free of it. And the only way to break free of it is to change it at the subconscious level. Yes, when I do the 3-day breakthrough with somebody, for the first 2 hours, we talk about how they are holding the problem in their mind. What is the structure of the problem? How do they create this and reinforce this in their neurology? After that, we don't need to talk about it anymore. We just need to release it. We need to understand, yes, negative thoughts that people create about themselves. Often when we go through childhood experiences that weren't pleasant, we will start to think about ourselves. I'm unlovable. I used to feel I'm a pain in relationships. Other people feel I'm negative, I'm bad, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I lack confidence. If you have any of those beliefs, and you really probably have believed them for quite a while, unless we get rid of them for you and learn from them and release them, they are going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So whoever you choose to work with, or whatever method you follow, whether you're going to follow like an online course or a self-help book, or you're going to work through with a friend, whatever you decide to do, make sure that you are not reinforcing the problem by just talking about it, and that you identify the problem and then focus on solutions. Solutions are what is going to free you. Learning and changing and collapsing that structure of the problem is what is really important. So as I mentioned, I would love to connect with you more personally. Please do join the Facebook group. Just search Relationship Advice Nicola Beer and you'll find me on Facebook. And then we all engage together far more frequently, at least every other day, if not more, in the group. And I love creating videos for you. You can also check out my YouTube channel, which I just added 13 new videos the other day. So if you're a YouTube fan then and you like videos, then check me out there. And just want to say a huge, huge thank you for being part of this community that we're in, all helping each other, because I learn a lot from you. I learn a lot from people that book my 20-minute introduction sessions with me through my website. I learn a lot from you who join my relationship Facebook group. I learn a lot from the comments that I get on YouTube. So I'm really, really grateful for being on this journey with you. And let's all help each other, because we can all learn from everybody. Everybody has experiences and everybody has helped themselves and supported themselves through some things in their life. And so it's a great way to encourage one another and support one another. So from my heart to yours, wishing you an awesome day and week ahead. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.